Hiroshi Kimura is a high school mathematics teacher. He is 55 years old and has been working for more than 30 years in Kagoshima. Teaching young students has been giving him valuable experiences, and he loves his job. However, his job is also a source of stress and pressure. He is a typical heavy smoker and has been smoking 30 cigarettes a day for more than 20 years. Although he understands that quitting smoking would be better for his health, he has failed whenever he has tried to quit. When he was young, he often enjoyed hiking and skiing. However, for the last several years, he has not exercised and has started experiencing shortness of breath while walking up and down stairs. In addition, he began coughing at night, which disturbed his sleep. Furthermore, after smoking, he started producing sputum, which became cream in color. Therefore, Hiroshi finally went to see an internist and was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. The doctor instructed him to stop smoking as soon as possible, to undergo lung function testing, and to attend rehabilitation under the instruction of a physical therapist. Takayuki Nagai, one of the physical therapists at the hospital where Hiroshi visited, evaluated Hiroshi's physical function by conducting several tests, including spirometry. Spirometry measures how much air can be inhaled and exhaled, and how fast air can move into and out of the lungs. The test results confirmed several factors contributing to COPD. The flexibility of the rib, thoracic cage, was decreased. The percentage of the forced expiratory volume in 1 second, FEV1, which is a measure of the greatest volume of air that can be exhaled in the first second of a breath, was low. The 6-minute walking test result was only 300 meters. The average for an elderly individual is approximately 500 to 550 meters. And the SpO2 of 90% was lower than the standard volume. These results showed a decrease in his exercise tolerance. Takayuki instructed Hiroshi how to breathe more easily when he had difficulty in breathing, i.e., breathing out twice as long as breathing in and trying abdominal breathing. He also instructed him on stretching exercises of the rib cage, training of the muscles involved in breathing and the lower limbs, and ways to walk in order to train his whole body. Lastly, he introduced the concept of pursed lip breathing, which means breathing out with pursed lips. Hiroshi tried these recommended ways of breathing every time he walked up and down stairs. He also took time to attend rehabilitation. Surprisingly, he felt that his breathing was easier. He recognized how breathing affected his daily life, and finally decided to quit smoking completely. Therefore, he is now visiting a smoking cessation clinic.